This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I got Skeens at plus 1,100 today to win a Cy Young. I guess he was 50-1 yesterday. So, nah. But plus 1,100, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And I haven't put any money in my Parks account since, well, March Madness did not go so hot for me. But when I stumbled upon that this morning, I was like, look, that seems like at plus 1,100, he should be the favorite, honestly.
Yes.
Hey, Chris Sale's been outstanding, and yay, Atlanta, they're so good, and all these Phillies guys, best team in baseball. Wow, they're all so good, but you can't argue when it's all said and done with a straight face. If he keeps doing what he's doing, Paul Skeens, you give it to anybody else. Like, you can't. So I feel pretty good about that bet, but not so good that I bet a lot.
Does the Cy Young come out at the end of the season or end of the regular season? Or at the end of the...
It's a regular season award. I don't remember when the voting happens.
Okay. Baseball does theirs... No, that is. They do it after... What? They do it after the season, but the writers are supposed to vote on just regular season performance, not postseason.
Okay.
Which I think is stupid, because you would do it beforehand if you wanted to guarantee that, but... You
know. No, I don't... I think the postseason is separate from the regular season. I get why they do it.
No, but I mean, like, why wouldn't they just do the awards beforehand?
Oh, they try to extend the offseason, I think, is all it is. Yeah. Ah, we're talking about baseball. Hey, look, hey, Johnny won the Cy Young, that kind of deal, like what the NFL does.
The NFL announces before the Super Bowl.
Oh, who cares? This is dumb. It doesn't matter. you're going to win the Cy Young, and I'm going to make like $250 because I'm a cheap ass, and I'm afraid to lose more than $20 on a bet.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.